Cup. In spite of missing their star forward, Milan Baroš, the Czech football team put in an impressive performance against the USA in their opening game on Monday. However, Baroš's strike partner Jan Koller was stretchered off in that match. Both are unlikely to play in the Czechs' two remaining group games and may not appear again in the competition at all. Can the Czech Republic cope with this double loss? Michael Longero with more.
When Milan Baroš, the top scorer at Euro 2004, picked up a knock in the friendly against Trinidad and Tobago on June 3rd, it did not appear serious. But the injury, a buildup of fluid in his foot, has been baffling the Czech team doctors. They say they simply have no idea how long it will take to heal. There have been reports, denied by the Czech camp, that a very upset Baroš had even considered packing his bags and going home. Meanwhile, his giant strike partner Jan Koller was taken off before halftime in the 3-0 win over the USA with a stretched hamstring. He definitely won't play in the remaining group games against Ghana on Saturday and Italy in a week's time. Dr. Jiří Fosek had this to say on Wednesday.
Basically, we can't say when he will get better. All injuries need time, and 6 weeks of complete calm or even 2 months brings some effect, even without treatment. But we're at the World Cup. We have to try and get him back on his feet a lot quicker than that.
Koller, who is 33, looked somewhat deflated on Wednesday, saying he had at least managed to enjoy the atmosphere at the World Cup for 40 minutes. For his part, the Czech captain Tomáš Galásek says time will tell if his team can cope without their two star forwards.
It is unpleasant, but everyone is important, and there are 23 of us in the squad. I think it'll be clearer with every game if we can get by without Baroš and Koller. We'll have to act according to the situation. You can understand why people are nervous, but we'll just have to deal with it.
Radoslav Lokvenc, almost as tall as Koller but perhaps less good with his feet, came on as a substitute in the USA game, and it appears two options face coach Kara Bruckner. Play Lokvenc from the start or replace him with, say, Jiří Steiner or possibly Libor Sionko. But one shouldn't forget the likes of Pavel Nedved and Tomáš Rosický, the scorer of two goals in the opening game. With those two on the pitch, Bruckner and the fans still have something to look forward to in the upcoming games against Ghana and Italy.